There are many shepherds in the scriptures. I'm sure we know most of them. Abel was mentioned, was a shepherd. Jacob, Moses, David, and perhaps others. And most of them were very faithful, good shepherds. We hear about David. He mentioned the story that when a bear and a lion came and took one of the sheep, he went after the bear and the lion and killed them. He could have said, well, it's one less sheep. I've got many sheep. But I also want to read a verse in Genesis about Jacob. It would show us that the shepherdship is not cheap. Jacob was a good shepherd. He knows what it is to shepherd his sheep. In Genesis chapter 31, he says this to Laban. He was shepherding sheep for Laban and for himself. In chapter 31 and verse 38, he says, this 20 years have I been with thee, the ewes and the she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have I not eaten. And in verse 40, thus I was in the day the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. And if that was shepherding the physical sheep, the sheep of God, the shepherd, would suffer. It is not a cheap job. And many would desire to have a title of a shepherd. But unless it is practiced as a shepherd, one is not a shepherd. And of course, if we want to know how costly a shepherdship is, we look at the Lord. And the good shepherd gave his life for the sheep. We spoke a lot about love. And I think it is so easy to speak about love. And I could stand up and talk to you about you must love. And I see that you do not love. It's easy for me to do that. But what is love? I think Brother Jake mentioned those verses that the Lord said, for this cause the Father loves me, for I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one taketh it away from me. I lay it down of myself, but this commandment I have received of my Father. And you notice in this verse there is no mention of the sheep. In the previous verses, the shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. But for this cause, the Father loves me because I lay down my life. The sheep are not there. And it was his love. We mentioned that Peter shepherded the flock of God because of his love to the sheep. And the Lord gave his life for the sheep, I would think, because in the first place of his love to the Father. They were the gift of the Father to him. And when we talk about, in order for us to evangelize and to shepherd, we must have love to the to those whom we evangelize to, and to those whom we shepherd. But I think in the first place, it must be love to the Lord. And we know that love to the Lord and love to the brethren are inseparable. You know, if you look at the writings of John, you would find that there is no one without the other. And the proof of one is the other. The proof of our love to the brethren is our love to the Lord. And the proof of our love to the Lord is our love to the brethren. But how do you know that you love the brethren? I mean, love is not tangible that you can measure it. How do you know that you have enough love to the brethren? You may probably like few of them. But the same token, you may not like few of them. But the Apostle John, in his writing, always gives us tests and measures. You can measure yourself as you can measure others. Now you say that you love the brethren. In chapter 5 of 1 John, he says this: by this we know that we love the children of God. You know, you say you love the children of God. Here is the test. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. You know, you want to know whether you love God, you keep His commandments. You want to know that you love the children of God, the children of God are your brethren. In verse 1, he told us who are these. He said, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth them also that are begotten of him. So, in both cases, evangelizing and shepherding, it requires love. But it requires love in the first place to the Lord Jesus Christ and to God. You know, the Lord puts Himself, giving Himself in the first place, in the first priority to God. I just read you one verse in John 6, in verse 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and he that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. In other words, he puts it in this most excellent purpose. I wouldn't cast him out because the Father has given him to me. So we would like to put the priority in the Lord's life, in the Lord's devotedness to His love to the Father. And we'd like to do this in our life as well. If we are to shepherd the sheep, the flock, we have to realize that they belong to the Father, they belong to God, and therefore we shepherd them. And again I say, it is not a cheap job. It is not a title that we would like to have. And it costs a lot. It costs a Jacob to lose sleep. How many of us lost sleep over a sheep? Many years ago, I used to go to Edmonton, and a brother was a shepherd. I forgot his name. I think he had 3,000 sheep. I don't know how he kept them.
John Bowley.
John Bowley, yeah. And I went to visit him, and he said, I literally don't sleep, because every night, there is someone, one of them giving birth, and the other one is hungry, and the other one is a little one, so I have to go and find a shelter for her. Just imagine, he has 3,000 of them. And this is a very expensive, very tiring job. But he used to do it willingly as of his love to the sheep. And is this what we do? Or we just have a few minutes here and there, and we'd like to make give ourselves a title that I'm a shepherd. You know, I'm an older person. I think if we do not give of our time, our efforts, and in the first place our love to the sheep, we cannot be called shepherds.